Hey guys, this is John
and Austin,
and this is another episode of the Meat Gistics podcast. First one that you've been on in a while.
I know, my schedule just never stops being crazy.
Has been insane. I do want to report before we get going with anything, I spotted something very rare this morning. I spotted a wild Austin Walton processing meat.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't asked to do this. This wasn't just turn around and he's injecting pork butts.
Well, technically I was asked, just not by like you or anyone here.
By your boss, your wife.
My wife, yes.
Yes, the only higher authority that we, or that you, I assume, respond to.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of things real quick. We've got some interesting news coming out around the meat processing world. We'll cover that. But before we get to that, couple of things. One, beanies are in. So you can go to waltonsinc.com/beanies, whatever it is. Just search beanies. They'll come up. They're cool. I took one last night. They're really nice and comfortable. They're a good size, I feel like, for like an average head. Very soon, the Walton's digital camel hats with the Meat Gistics patch on the back will be in. And the toddler version of the Walton's hat with the Meat Gistics patch in adult sizes will be in soon.
Why did I not have the Meat Gistics patch put on the toddler hats?
Oh, I don't know. Did you ask him to do it?
No.
No.
I don't know why I didn't, though.
The deal I've made with him is on orders over a certain amount, he'll apply that for free. So if you only got a few, it might not have been worth it for him to do it.
Oh, yeah. I probably would have paid for it. Just because.
But. Okay. Then also, for those of you, we did a live stream, a processing stream yesterday. Text came in while we were processing because he's here to pick something up. Didn't want to come in front of the camera, but Blair sat off and watched. I think I found our next level of reward for Meat Gistics posting. Did you get to listen to that?
Uh-oh.
Okay. So for 2,000 posts, we get them one of these OGO shirts with Walton's on the left breast and their name on the right breast and the Meat Gistics patch on the sleeve. Does that sound good?
I think so. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine it'd be much more expensive than the knife. I mean, probably a little bit, but not like terribly.
I don't know. I want to say that this one cost me $35.
Gosh.
$40.
Okay. Right. So, I mean, it's not that bad.
It's not
bad. How many people are going to hit 2,000? I say that. Let's see if there's anyone who would owe that to right away. I bet you we would owe it to Tex right away.
You'd owe it to Joe Hell and Tex. They're both above 2,000.
Are they really?
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know that anybody else is. There should be some other guys that are getting close, but...
Captcha just told me that I am a robot. That's the first time that's ever happened to me. I got past it, but it said you're a robot.
So yeah, Papa Sop, he's at like 1,800. Yep. Chef's at 15.
Okay.
Well, almost 15. So he'll be getting his last
reward. So Joe and Tex. All right, I will get in touch with those guys. We'll get... I think we have to limit it to like what... Like we'll have a shirt that we use, not like, hey, you get to choose between these shirts. Like it'll be a style of shirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just keep things simple.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing too, just to highlight this, we might have a battle and a war on our hands. Joe Hell and Tex are within 13 posts of each other.
Oh, wow.
So... We may have some back and forth on who's our top poster here soon. Because I knew there was a little bit of a distance, but that is coming.
Back that off. That's not even close to true.
What do you mean?
Who's the top poster? Whose name is number one on that?
Oh, yours doesn't count.
You don't even technically deserve that knife. I took pity on you and got you the knife. You don't even qualify for that.
Technically, I'm going to put in something into the system where it takes everyone's post and adds it to mine, because technically every post is mine since I created Meat Gistics.
Okay. A couple other things with Meat Gistics, guys. We are looking at making some pretty big changes to it. We're doing it for a bunch of reasons. But in the end, we think it's going to give you guys more functionality, more use out of the Meat Gistics page.
Are we changing the name to like Veganistics?
No, I was going to call it Johnistics.
Oh, okay.
I figured I'm the only reason they show up. So we're looking at taking the Walton's community, which has the subcategories of equipment, roll call, bragging board, meat processing, smoking and grilling, general, urgent, user recipes, and non-food related, and making those their own main categories. Then we will make subcategories off of those. So like for equipment, you'd have one for grinders, one for stuffers, one for bowl choppers, so that people could find things, find posts that they were looking for easier. Then we are planning on taking the blog and the Walton's Learning Center and moving those. So we will take away the Walton's Learning Center and the blog. Almost anything in the Walton's Learning Center is covered in Meatgistics University anyways. So basically we're gonna take the Walton's Learning Center, like the recipes, all that stuff. We're gonna move it over to waltonsinc.com. This is not something that's gonna be done right away, but it is something we're looking at. So just keep an eye out for that. Obviously, when we do that, the day we do it, we'll probably do a live stream to just talk about it, help people who have any questions on anything. I've got a mock-up of what I think it's going to look like. I'll be releasing that pretty soon. The biggest part of this is going to be getting the new website to work with what we want it to do.
Yeah.
So when, you know, I'm talking about this now, but it very well may be 2 months before we do it.
Oh, I can see this being a lot longer than 2 months.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Because even if you say, okay, let's do it, then it's going to take you another 2 months just to actually set it up and get going. Like,
well, do you want to hear some good news?
What?
NodeBB already responded saying they'll custom write us something for 301 redirects.
Perfect.
No. They hopped, like, we sent it yesterday morning, and by like noon they'd responded saying, I'm gonna jump right on this, and they said what they charge us. I was like, oh, that's fine. So
wait, are they charging us or not charging us?
They are charging
us. Oh, they are? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because they have to custom write it.
Yeah.
But they said $50,000, and I figured, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, we'll just throw a donation jar out there and just make all the users fork over $20 a piece, and we'll have that covered in no time.
Sounds good. All right, let's get to the news.
Oh, which one do we want to start with?
Well, I want to start with this report from this guy, Gregory Bloom. He has 26 years of experience in six USDA inspected meat plants. He buys and sells meats, works with chefs, restaurants, teaching COP classes, and he's the CEO and owner of US Protein. So one of the things that this guy has done a lot of is going around to restaurants, fine dining places, and he calls it dragging the bag. So he's bringing meat samples into chefs, into owners of restaurants, and trying to get them to use specific cuts of meat, like proteins from his companies. He says that despite what you're hearing in all the news, at very best, the appetite, the demand for these alt meat things has leveled off, and he believes it's falling. And I 100% agree with that. I feel like there's been such a desperate push recently of all these huge write-ups on all these vegan websites, and it seems like a lot of them are UK websites to like push alt meat. And you can kind of see that and be like, I'll bet you it's faltering. Like, it's faltering. And I think it's two things. One, I think people see the lab grown meat coming. And two, I think these products have been out long enough. There has been no improvement, in my opinion, of them. Because I've been eating this Morningstar product called Griller's Crumbles, because my wife doesn't eat ground beef. So I've been eating that like here and there for a long time. It tastes no closer to regular meat now than when I started eating it 10 years ago. So they're not making any improvements.
Yeah.
People see this, what they consider more ethical meat option in cell grown, you know, lab grown meat coming. So why am I playing around with something that's full of soy, which I don't think people should be eating a lot of, a bunch of other like unnatural ingredients. So good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And does alt meat retain a foothold? Does it just wither away? I think the lab grown meat is a higher thing right now. You see a lot of the quote unquote big boys out there investing in lab grown meat places or research, doing R&D for their own, which is almost kind of scary because the big boys out there already control 85% of the meat industry.
Yep.
And so
that's up from 80% a year ago.
Yeah. If you go to like lab grown or even plant based, that's just going to hurt the small processor out there.
Yep.
Which is our core market. So yep. I'm not a fan personally,
sure.
But, business wise, I'm not a fan of it, but I guess personally, I'm not a fan of either. I don't know. I don't see the issue an ethical dilemma of raising a cow and butchering it to eat. My wife and I were actually talking about that just this last week. We would like to find some land to buy. I don't know if we're going to because land is expensive.
Sure,
but I mean it's a dream of ours to have enough land to do something with. We have like 2-3 acres right now. That's not enough to really like do anything with. Something where we could raise animals or have a barn, do something fun. But she's like, I just want cows. She's like, we could have just like 6 cows. And enough that we raise them, butcher them.
Okay.
We would eat them.
She understands that.
Oh yeah.
My wife has wanted a pig for as long as I've known her. And I've always said, that's perfectly fine, but it is going to get eaten. At some point, you have to be okay with that. And she's like,
yeah.
I mean, she doesn't overreact like that. But
my wife, I mean, she grew up on a farm as a kid, right. And they raised cattle then. They still raise cattle. And you name the cows and different stuff. And then when you get it butchered, and then, oh, we're eating Lucy tonight. I mean, it's a known thing. She's used to it. But that's the difference of if you grow up in the country out on a farm, or did you grow up in inner city New York?
Or suburbs, Yep. So I found that interesting. Couple other quick ones. The USDA is now allowing small processors, again, our core target market, to apply for pandemic relief. $650 million will be made available to small scale meat processors. It's part of the PRS, the Pandemic Response and Safety. Another quick one was, USDA announces $700 million in grants to support workers. Boy, I wonder where they're getting all this money from. that's part of the Food Workers Relief Grant Program, specifically to help farm workers and meat packers with pandemic-related safety costs. So those are two different programs.
It's a lot of money.
It's over $1 billion.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I don't understand some of it because right now you see the government like giving out money and trying to help and do all this in the meat industry. And then they turn around and they're issuing more regulations and blaming them for stuff. And it's like, you want to help. And then you tell them you're bad. We don't like you. I want to help you. It's this like, I don't know if this is the best way to say it, but I'm gonna say it. It's like the government is like bipolar and they're like going through like a high stage and a low stage. And it's just back and forth and back and forth.
Well, I mean, the government is made up of people. People have different, you know, different priorities, different thought processes on things. So some of them do things we like because we think one way, and some of them do things that other people like because they think a different way.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I think this article, the biggest thing for me that comes out of it is that if you are a small processor out there, or even if you're one of our at-home processors, one of our retail customers, this is just going to make supply chain stuff even worse because it's going to keep demand high. Yep. And right now, it's literally not getting any better on commercial equipment, on how much we have waiting, like on back order. Mm-hmm. It's
ridiculous.
It looked like it was going to get better, and then we just went back to kind of where we were, and it's going to stay in that zone where equipment just takes a lot longer than normal to get. And I think it affects the retail side just because as the supply chain is screwed up and messed up and it's increased artificially from different programs like this, it takes longer than to get other goods in.
Sure. Now wait until truckers go on strikes over the vaccine mandate. Nothing's going to move. And if they do it by state, if I'm a trucker in Texas and something needs to be taken to New York, I'm not taking that job. Yeah. No, thank you. Like, I can drive through and drop it off, but I can't stop and go in for a bite to eat. What happens if my truck breaks down? It's just not going to happen. Buy your food now. Probably the best thing you can invest in right now is a freezer, a deep freezer.
Could be.
All right, next story. You go.
So I kind of briefly mentioned this in a way, but the White House is currently blaming the beef, pork, and poultry industry for grocery store price increases, which just kind of blows my mind because I go back to what I was saying there where the government's like, oh, we want to help you. We're giving you money. And then they turn around and they're like, you're bad. We don't like you. And it's like, I just get frustrated because I'm like, why do you have to blame the meat industry? Because that's what we work in.
Sure.
A lot of people out there work in the meat industry. If people are listening to this, they obviously care. But it's not just the meat industry's fault.
No.
Are prices going up? Yes. Does it have anything to do under anyone's control in the meat industry directly? No. It is a consequence of other things that have happened and taken place. And at this point, it is what it is. I don't like it.
But. So yes and no. Part of it, how many times have we talked about in the last year price fixing lawsuits against the big boys?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, some people probably don't want to hear this, but when they price fix, they're not price fixing for like double the price. For those guys, like a penny ends up turning into billions of dollars.
Okay.
So it's not like it,
but it's still, hold on. Any price fixing at all is preventing the free market from doing what it should.
Yeah, and it's still wrong.
So even if they price fix to keep beef the exact same cost it is. But I see you've got something up. We've talked about this in a previous podcast. I believe it was 3 weeks ago. So go back and listen to that if you want more details on what Austin's about to talk about.
Yeah, so beef and pork and chicken, I mean, they're not the worst things out there for inflation right now.
It's not even close.
As far as what's at the grocery store, they're not even the worst at what's at the grocery store. Yeah. But you look overall, look at some of the higher things like used cars are supposedly, and this is from Bureau of Labor Statistics, so I don't know, trust it, don't trust it. In theory, you could, but... like gasoline is up 42%. Hotels are up 24%. Used cars are up 42%. Public transport's up 14%. Airfare's up about 20%. I mean, you look at these numbers here, and then you look at beef and pork, chicken, and you're talking like 5 to 10%. It is not just beef and pork that is going up and not beef and pork that is the problem.
Yep.
It's everything is going up because of what the country's going through right now.
And the biggest one is that one right there, that 42% on gasoline. Anything that increases the price of gasoline, all the way down the line, everything else is going up because it costs more money to get things there. So that is the main driver, or a main driver, I should say. So you brought up something like whether you trust it or don't trust it. I think that's one of the hardest things right now is to know who to trust. We've talked about them in the past. For news on the meat industry, you have to have an account. I don't believe you have to have a paying account, but the Meeting Place is a very good place to go to get reliable, honest, no spin. They don't put spin on anything. They just report straight the facts.
Yeah, which is rare.
Which is what nowadays everything should be.
They literally publish news. They don't.
I've never read anything where they have blog posts sometimes that like have an opinion, but like their straight news stories are just the news. Mm-hmm. So that is, it's Meeting Place, meat as in what we eat. Meetingplace.com. They're definitely worth checking out. So last one?
Sure.
Okay. So this is something somebody sent me and I was a little bit surprised because I thought this had already happened and then I Googled it. So the article is from last week and it says, Chinese processor set to buy Smithfield Food for $4.7 billion. It's an insane amount of money. Apparently, they're going to go ahead and assume all of the debt as well. So they valued them at like $7.3 billion. But by taking on their debt as well, it'll be a $4.3 billion transaction. So anyways, I started thinking this, looking around, trying to find the old article, and I found it. It is from May 29th, 2013. China's Shuanghui buys China, or I'm sorry, buys processor Smithfield Foods. So I don't know if that is a glitch in the matrix and it's just like resetting, or if this has just been going on for 8 years, if they've been trying to close this deal and they finally did. But I don't know how I feel about a foreign entity that we're clearly economically at odds with at the moment, owning one of our biggest food processors.
Yeah, so in 2013, they did become a subsidy or subsidiary of a publicly traded Chinese corporation. But the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. did approve it because they said that they didn't think it would endanger national security. So,
but again, government is made of people. We make mistakes all the time. So just because the national security advisors say it's not a problem, that doesn't necessarily mean that we shouldn't be worrying about it.
Yeah, as like people in the governments in the country, across the country, state and federal, kind of panicked as we were going through COVID and meat processors were shutting down. I think that kind of shows that, the food industry is kind of a big deal. It probably does have an impact on national security.
Yep.
Maybe not in a sense of like militarily or terrorist activity, but economically, yeah. I mean, what does the economy run on? Ultimately, it's people.
Yep.
And what do people need? They need food. If people don't have food, people don't work.
Because there's no reason to work if you can't feed your family. There is another article, and I lost it. It said U.S. passes Australia in frozen beef exports to China. There it is. U.S. surpasses frozen beef in exports to China. So, I mean, it's not like a lot of these things. It is not just a one-way street with China. We do export a ton of beef and a ton of pork to that country. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not an economist. I know I look at things. I'm like, I think this makes sense. I think this doesn't. But in the end, do you know Keynesian economics?
Sounds familiar, but no.
So Keynesian economics is a lot of what these guys are still using. And what always surprised me is, I think it was John Michael Keynes. He was the guy that in World War II said at like a couple months in, goes, this will be over in less than 6 months because none of these economies can afford to keep this war going. Went on for years after that, but somehow we're still basing our ideas on Keynesian economics. So whatever. Smart people are stupid too. I'm married to an engineer. I can 100% say that.
Okay. I hope your wife doesn't listen.
I don't think she does. She listens to me enough. She doesn't want to hear me anymore. You got anything else?
I think that's it for today.
Cool.
I wish I had better, more good news because I feel like we just hit on a lot of negatives. Yeah. But the good news, here's the good news. Hunting season is almost here.
Well, some of them are here.
Yeah, like dove season started. You're going to start seeing different deer seasons, not like rifle season, but deer seasons across the country for different things opening up. Sports is back. I'm just excited for football. You get football, you get hunting. This is the time of year I get most excited for. So maybe I'll be in a better mood for upcoming podcasts.
Yeah, you and I are both not in good moods today. We might have some interesting stuff coming up on the deer hunting front. I don't know if you've heard anything that's being talked about behind the scenes here, but possibility of getting me a really cool experience.
Are you going to go deer hunting with your bare hands?
Oh God.
And kill the deer by like biting its throat out?
Any deer that was ever in the vicinity of that would never emotionally recover. They would all just go lay down somewhere and die because they're like, don't do that to me. No, but it is, there's a possibility that I will get to do something really cool.
That would be sweet. Hopefully we're getting some sort of footage on it.
Yeah, that would be the whole thing.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, guys. Remember to leave a 5-star review. They really do help. Share it. And if you're watching on YouTube, not many people do watch it on YouTube. I think they get enough of looking at us. They'd just rather listen. Yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for checking out the Meatgistics podcast. To shop everything but the meat, head on over to waltonsinc.com. And to get your meat processing questions answered by experts and enthusiasts alike, head on over to our online community at meatgistics.com. Walton's, everything but the meat.